Hi, my name is Sarah Flower, and thanks for listening to KSUT News. Today, I'm joined with Jim Walton, the communication specialist for the New Mexico Department of Health. Jim, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm excited to have you on. New Mexico, the Department of Health, has launched some pretty exciting news in terms of helping lessen exposure of COVID-19. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about exposure notifications, and ours is called New Mexico Notify, and already have had considerable uptake. We don't get the numbers for a while, but we hear from our friends Google and Apple, who are the partners in this app that they created in May, that we're doing very well for the first 24 hours.
It's interesting to start it at this juncture, Jim, when the numbers have been looking really good for the state of New Mexico. Why launch Notify now?
It's not over. This is not over. And I think, you know, we're fooling ourselves if we think that we're done with it, because we're not. We're seeing a groundswell in Europe that we should all be concerned about. We are seeing the variants that are also there. And, you know, I think that a lot of it, too, is testing is down. That doesn't necessarily mean that people aren't sick or not feeling sick. It just means testing is down. And so it's kind of hard to get a really clear picture on what's happening. We do the best we can with the algorithms and everything else that we have and our availability. And things are looking better. So let's continue to head that direction. This is another tool in our toolbox to continue that. You know that COVID fatigue is, I mean, we all feel it, you know, we're all done with the mask. We're all done with the isolating and just, you know, staying home all the time. Let's get on with life. But we've got to remember that there is still a pandemic going on, and this is still a tool in our toolbox. So I actually think that it's as relevant now as it would have been last July or last August. I think that there is definitely opportunity for a tool like this to help. And for every two downloads, in an Oxford study, they said that spares an infection. So that's pretty strong efficacy for an application like this.
So if I want to download this app and either, you know, an iPhone or an Android device, what does this look like for New Mexicans wanting to buy into this?
Probably the easiest way to do this is go to nmnotify.com, which is an extension of the New Mexico Department of Health website. And you can find instructional videos for either your Android device or your iPhone. You've got to make sure that your iOS is up to date. There are some systems that it doesn't like. It doesn't like some of the older phones. So if it's possible to update your operating system on your phone, then do that before you try to download. But watching the videos on there, they'll walk you through step by step on how to do it.
Jim, I understand that you looked at other states that were doing exposure notifications like Colorado. What did you learn and what are you doing differently in New Mexico than what Colorado has?
So, actually, Colorado has the same thing that we have. Utah has the same thing that we have. Texas doesn't have one, and Arizona is still trying to decide. Colorado has done very well. They started theirs in October. The Utah notification system just went up about 3 weeks ago. They're still getting, you know, people downloading it. And the more people that use it, the more efficient it becomes. So actually, as you travel between the three states, this works.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think here in the Four Corners region, when we have so much interstate commerce between and specifically northwestern New Mexico and southwestern Colorado, there is so much back and forth throughout the border. So as we know, COVID-19 has no boundaries. Now it's an opportunity to really work together between states.
Yeah, exactly. So if you get an exposure notification and you've downloaded the New Mexico version of this and your exposure notifications come from Colorado, that works. So it's really actually a very sweet system. And, you know, I've got to mention right up front, I know people that are going to go, there's no way I'm going to let somebody track my movements. There's no way I'd download an app that would do something like this. Hold on just a second. This uses Bluetooth technology. It's not tracking you. It's not tracing you. It doesn't know where you're at. It doesn't know who you are. All you are is a four-digit code, which changes every 7 to 15 minutes. And that kind of technology and that type of cryptography, they can't break it. Google and Apple were, that's part of the reason it took a while for us to uptake on this, is we wanted to make sure that our T's were crossed and our I's were dotted, because privacy is a huge issue. And for me personally, it is a very big deal. I take it very seriously. So I was very skeptical up front. And as they went on with their presentation and proved it to us, it was like, wow, this is really, and I even asked the question, I said, how come you guys don't use GPS? And they're like, because GPS isn't private, Bluetooth is. This is going to be a big deal. If we can get 20% of the population to download this and use it regularly, we'll actually see a difference. Colorado has. Colorado claims to have saved 140,000 infections just with this application.
So, Jim, say you and I are hanging out down at Old Town having a coffee. We both have the Notify app. I go home and start feeling ill and test positive. How does this work where it gets back to you?
We're going to exchange a key or a code when we are within 6 feet of each other for 15 minutes. And that code will be exchanged between the two of us. And if we never see each other again, you know, you test positive. Well, I'll tell you what. I test positive, and I'm going to get a verification code. I'll upload that verification code to NM Notify. And once that verification code goes into the computers, it's going to track everybody down that I have been in contact with for the last 14 days and tell them that they were in contact with someone who has positively tested for COVID-19. And that'll give you instructions on what to do. It'll give you an idea of the time. So it might give you a 3-hour window where, you know, it'll say, a Tuesday around 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., you came in contact with someone who has tested positive for COVID-19. That way you can kind of do your own math and figure out incubation period, how long do I need to quarantine, how soon should I get tested. You want to make sure that, you know, there's enough time. If it was just a couple days, then you might want to wait on getting tested. If it's been 5 days, then you want to certainly go get tested as quickly as possible. You may be asymptomatic. Maybe you don't feel it at all. You don't even know it's there, but you're carrying it. And so this is another great way to urge people who are asymptomatic to get tested.
Jim Walton, the communications specialist for the New Mexico Department of Health. Is there anything else that you'd like to add for us here today?
And I appreciate the time. Thank you very much. We hope you'll download this. And if you have questions about it, go to the website. Frequently asked questions are there. If you still have questions, feel free to reach out to us and someone will reply. And if you have any problems downloading, then watch the instructional video. If you still have problems downloading, look at your operating system and make sure it's up to date. But we appreciate the time and thank you so much for taking an interest in New Mexico Notify.
Thank you, Jim, for joining us here today on KSUT.